Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A 12-year-old died in a UTV crash last weekend in Columbia County. According to Columbia County Sheriffs, the child died from injuries sustained in a rollover crash on Saturday. Authorities say the child was pronounced dead at the scene where he was trapped under the UTV at a farm in Wyocena. Saturday's incident was the second in which a child died in the county last week. A 4-year-old died last Wednesday after falling from farm equipment in Marcellon. So far this year, at least 25 people have died in ATV and UTV crashes. UTVs were involved in 84% of these fatal incidents. Dane County deputies say an accident is to blame after a man was found dead in a manure pit at a Madison area farm last week. The body of a 62-year-old man was found at a Town of Sun Prairie farm Saturday morning. The sheriff's department says the man did not have a permanent address and was not working on the farm or associated with it. Detectives are still investigating and trying to locate the victim's family to notify them of his death. The Wisconsin DNR wants your help spotting storm damage. Wardens are asking you to report any storm damage you see at state properties following major flooding and other severe weather in the past several weeks. If you're out hiking or biking and see any washed-out areas, ruined roads, or trees across trails, make a note and report it to staff at the park or online at dnr.wi.gov. You're also being reminded to obey any signs marking closed trails or facilities. Insurance premiums for Wisconsin workers' compensation will decline for the 10th straight year. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development announced Tuesday that the average workers' compensation insurance rates for employers will drop to 3.2% in October. DWD says the lower rates reflect employers' increased efforts to improve workplace safety. Insurance Commissioner Nathan Hodick says employers doing business in Wisconsin can count on a competitive insurance marketplace for coverage that keeps businesses and employees safe. Actual premiums vary by employer based on factors such as injury risk exposure. A proposed bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature could block certain medical debt collection actions. The legislation was introduced in the state Senate Monday and would block those debt collection actions in cases where hospitals do not fully comply with price transparency requirements. The Department of Health Services would be responsible for monitoring compliance with the price transparency requirements, which would include hospitals keeping a full list of standard charges that is updated annually and accessible without a login or paywall. The NFIB Small Business Optimism Index rose 1.7 points in July to 100.3, slightly above the 52-year average of 98. Contributing most to the rise in the optimism index were respondents reporting better business conditions and reporting that it is a good time to expand. In contrast to the optimism index, the uncertainty index increased by 8 points from June to 97. 21% of small business owners reported labor quality as their single most important problem, up 5 points from June and ranking as the top problem. Governor Tony Evers sent a letter urging the Trump administration to immediately reverse course on its attempts to cut approximately $29 million Wisconsin expected to receive to help support and complete Wisconsin's years-long efforts to modernize the unemployment insurance system and efficiently and effectively prevent benefit fraud and waste. In a letter to U.S. Department of Labor Secretary Lori Chavez de Remer, Governor Evers noted that if the Trump administration does not reverse course and provide the $29 million in approved funding that Wisconsin expected to receive, quote, the state will not be able to complete its UI system modernization project, which is designed to use innovative tools to help efficiently and effectively prevent benefit fraud and abuse. Wisconsin's unemployment insurance system programming was developed in the early 1970s. The Evers administration's efforts to modernize Wisconsin's UI system began during the COVID-19 pandemic, during the worst economic crisis in over a decade. The early stages of the pandemic saw state unemployment rates rise from 3.5% in February 2020 to 14.8% just 2 months later. Over the course of 4 years, from 2016 through 2019, the Department of Workforce Development handled 7.2 million claims. In just 9 months in 2020, WDW processed nearly 8.8 million claims. This massive influx of claims overwhelmed and backlogged Wisconsin's aging UI processing systems, which relied on legacy infrastructure dating to the 1970s. To help respond to these challenges and finally fix Wisconsin's unemployment system after decades of inaction, Governor Evers called a special session of the Wisconsin State Legislature and in February 2021 signed 2021 Act 4, which began the process of modernizing these critical systems to prevent a future emergency from causing a similar crisis. Since then, WDW has advanced swiftly and successfully toward this goal, protecting the integrity of the claims processing system with cutting-edge technology designed to help crack down on fraud and abuse and benefit claims while increasing virtual customer service options. Wisconsin's UI program DWD has been audited 9 times between the years of 2020 and 2023. All told, the Legislative Audit Bureau was unable to identify any previously undiscovered fraud within the program. The Trump administration's decision attempting to cut $29 million, a majority of which is designed to help bolster anti-fraud measures, will significantly impact efforts to authenticate applicant identities, improve cybersecurity and overpayment collections, and ensure integrity in the unemployment system. A Hillsboro man has been charged for a crash that resulted in serious injuries in February. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that criminal charges have been filed as the result of an ongoing investigation into the two-vehicle crash in rural Viroqua. On behalf of the people of the state of Wisconsin, Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher filed 4 criminal charges, all felonies, with the Office of Vernon County Clerk of Circuit Court Sheila Olson on July 11th. Robert Joseph Brand, 22, of Hillsboro, is charged with first-degree reckless injury, reckless driving causing great bodily harm, and 2 counts of second-degree recklessly endangering safety. Brand made his first appearance in Vernon County Circuit Court on August 5th. He is due back in court on September 2nd. A new website from the Wisconsin Department of Motor Vehicles educates people about ongoing scams. The new webpage is a resource to help you recognize scams, learn how to protect yourself, and provide guidance on what to do if you are caught up in a phishing scam attempt. Common features from recent phishing attacks include demands for money, requiring urgent action, or embedding malicious links. The webpage also posts images of recent scams that have hit Wisconsin. You can visit the new site at wisconsindmv.gov/scams. A call to Digger's Hotline before you start a project on your property could save your life. Spokesman Chad Kruger says calling 811 could also save you from a very expensive mistake. Not only are there power and gas lines underground, but also phone and data lines. Those are very expensive to replace, and if you didn't call to get your property marked, you could be liable for damage. Just be sure to give a few days' notice so crews can mark your yard. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds the public to protect young wildlife by observing them from a safe distance and letting them grow up in their natural environment. While young wild animals may seem helpless, they are well adapted to survive without human intervention. With most species, it is natural for mothers to leave their young alone for long periods of time. While alone, young animals will often lie quietly and still to avoid attracting predators. As they grow, young wildlife will often wander on their own and, in most cases, do not need intervention. Visit the DNR's Keep Wildlife Wild webpage for species-specific information on native Wisconsin wildlife and why it is best to leave them in their natural environment. Beginning Thursday, County Highway O from Walmart to Pine Valley Community Village will be closed to traffic due to road work. Anyone traveling to Pine Valley Community Village is asked to use County Highway RC until further notice. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are John Pinkham of Muscadet on ticket number 1912 and Dave Sinople of Lake in the Hills, Illinois on ticket number 3302.